Hello.
Hi, my name is Mary. I was returning your call from customer support. May I please have your zip code to locate the account, please?
Yeah, it is 61340.
Okay. You said 613.
40.
And I have your first and last name, please.
Brandy Wright.
Okay, give me a moment while I locate your name. Give me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and will you verify your address, please?
114 Ava Street, P.O. Box 72 in Mark, Illinois 61340.
Okay, thank you. And I see that this is for the sweepstakes contest entry. How may I help you?
This is for the what?
The sweepstakes contest entry.
That's why I was calling. I see that there was a $50 withdrawal out of my account this morning that I did not authorize.
Okay, do you recall doing a survey to enter into a contest to win a free prize?
No, ma'am.
Okay, is there anyone in your household that you think enter into a contest to win a prize?
Not unless my autistic daughter did it. And if that's the case, she wouldn't be able, to do anything like that.
Okay, but you don't think that she probably did it. If you don't think so, then I can go ahead and cancel this and transfer you over to our fraud department to better assist you.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, because I gotta get this taken off, of the card.
Okay, absolutely. Let me cancel the account and notate the account, and I will transfer you over to our fraud department.
Okay, so will I get this $59.89 debited back to me?
The fraud department will let you know what they will do to assist you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold. Okay, and I'm still here, ma'am. I'm almost done.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. Okay, and so I got the account canceled for you, so you won't get billed again, and I'm about to get ready to transfer you over now.
Okay, thank you very much, hon.
You're welcome.